This shiur has been dedicated L'chavad HaRav Daniel V'Rivka Westreich V'Yalidei Besom Yehi Ratzayin She'yizku L'Toyra U'L'Hatzlacha V'Nachas L'Oyrach Yomim M'Shanim Toivim V'Noyim. The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Koilel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is going to be on Maseches Chulin Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Boy Rav Papa, Hichlid B'miyut Zimonim Mahu. If a person did Chalada, on Miyut Zimonim Mahu, what is the Halacha? Now the Din of Chalada we know is one of the Psulim of Shechita, which is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that if he puts the knife under the skin of the animal or under the fur, which the Gemara discussed before, there is a Psul of Chalada. Now the question is, what if a person only did Chalada in part of the Shechita, but the rest of the Shechita he did properly? Is that going to be a Psul Chalada or not? So the Gemara says, Teiku, we don't have an answer to this Shaila. Now what exactly is the Shaila? Rashi says that the Shaila was when a person shechted already most of the animal with a regular Maisa Shechita B'Kashrus, then just the end of the Shechita, he did Chalada. He did Chalada B'Miyut Basra. He did Chalada in the last Miyut of the Shechita. The Taisvis is Chalik on Rashi, and Taisvis asks B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, which is also a discussion in Sefer Yashar, and the Rosh talks about it, that there's a Mefurash HaTosefta that says if a person does a good Shechita, and then at the end of the Shechita, he does a Shehiyah, and then he comes back and he continues the Shechita, it's not a problem. It's a Kasher Shechita. The reason being, because since you did most of the Shechita properly, so we don't care that in the Miyud Basra there was a problem. The Iker Din of Shechita is that Rav Simen should be Geshacht and should be Shechted. So he did a Shechita B'Kashrus. So why should the fact that the last part of the Shechita was done with a Chalada or a Shehiya, why should that invalidate the Shechita? Now, what's the connection Shehiya to Chalada? Rashi explains that the Shaila of the Gemara is really pertinent to other Psulei Shechita as well. Rashi in the Ramasal Teiku says that Hagrama, which is the Sugya and Daf Yitesim at Aleph, which also discusses a case where a person did a good Shechita and at the end he did a Hagrama. He did Shnei Shlish B'Shechita and Shlish B'Hagrama. Two-thirds were done Kasher, which is Rav, and then one-third was done B'Hagrama. Rashi says, even though the Gemara before on Daf Yates had a Shaila about it, according to the Gemara here, this would be a Teiku and that would be included in Rav Papa's discussion. He would be Mechoyev to be Macher and say that it's possible. And the same logic would apply to Shehiya. Shehiya as well would be a Shaila. There's a Gemara later on, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, that has a Shaila. If a person did Shehiya, is that going to be a problem of Shechita? And Rashi explained that that's even if he did Shehiya, B'Miyut Basra. Even if he did Shehiya in the last part of the Shechita. Rashi discusses the case of Mechta al-Mechta. Rashi says that was only, the Gemara over there was not the Halacha L'Maisa. So, but Halacha L'Maisa, Rashi's Shita is that a Psul B'Miyut Basra of a Shechita is going to be Pasul. And at that, Taisus is asking, we find that Lagabi Shehiya, the Taisefta discusses the Shaila, and says if a person did a whole Shechita Kshera, and then afterwards he made a Shehiya, it's going to be Pasul, it's going to be Kasher. So you, not like Rashi says that it would be Pasul. So it's a very stark Shaila on Shita's Rashi. What does Rashi hold? Lagabe, the Shaila and the Taisefta. So there's a few Terutzim that are given in the Rishonim. But most Rishonim don't explain what would be the Yishuv to the Tosefta. Rather, they explain what's the Svara of Rashi. One Mahalach, which is given in the Rishonim, is that really Rashi is Maskin. The Rashman Tiras Abayis says that Rashi really is Maskin to the Tosefta. It's just that Rashi held that Midrabanon, you're supposed to be Machmer. However, the Tavua Shar in Simach of Gimel of Katan Tes is Mechiach from the words of Rabbeinu Yerucham in the Sif Teswav Chelik Gimel that all Psulei Shechita are possible B'Miyut Basra even min HaTorah. And the truth is, if you're Medayik in the Lashon of Rashi, the whole the whole mahalach that Rashi is discussing here, that when you have a teku, which means we don't have a clear psak, you have to go l'chumra, that's based on the din of sveika d'araisa l'chumra. Since you have to be machmer on a sveika d'araisa, you have to be machmer, which would seem to be pretty clear that we're discussing over here a sveika d'araisa. That's what the some of the paiskim are medayi. A different mahalach is given in the Ravid, that since ve'etzem the even though roiv shchita is kosher, but since the whole shchita is part of it, that brings a psul. We discussed in the shir and daf yitasam at aleph that Rashi and daf lamid beis says that if a person has an oif and he mshechted the oif roiv bekashrus, and then the oif is not dying, so he wants to kill the oif all the way, Rashi says he should not take the knife and finish the shechita. Rather, he should hit the oif over the head and kill it that way. Because if you're going to take a knife and finish a shechita, that's going to be a shechita that was done after you made a shehiya, and that's going to be a psul shehiya, b'miyat basra. So, you don't need this shechita at all. You already finished a complete ma'isha shechita. So we spoke out in the Gemara and Daf Yates. It seems to be that Rashi has a svara that anything that's part of the Ma'is Shechita is going to invalidate the Shechita. Similarly, the Beis Halevi and Chelik Beis Simen Yiral Faizvav, and it's Meduyik and the Meiri like that as well, they say a similar kind of svara that even though the Chachila you have to shech the whole animal, still when a person, when Avada there is an Indian, to shech the whole thing, not just roiv. I'm sorry, even though lechatchila, even though avad is kosher, you shech the roiv, but still lechatchila, you're supposed to shech the whole animal, the whole simen of the animal. So that since that's lechatchila, therefore there would be a psul in that as well, which seems to be similar to what we're saying in Rashi on the Lamed Beis, that anything that's part of the Ma'is HaShechita, in other words, the reason why there is such a svar that something that's after Rav is considered part of the Ma'is HaShechita might possibly be based on this kind of svar that the Beis HaLevi says, that that's considered all part of the Ma'is HaShechita L'chatchila. You could say that it's not a svar, that the since it's just part of the Ma'is HaShechita, automatically it's defined as the Ma'is HaShechita. The Beis HaLevi adds more of a geshmak svar to this, that since avada, even the rube is kekuloi, but avada kuloi is better. Kuloi is mamash the Shechita itself. So therefore, anything that happens in there would be a problem. That's according to Shitas Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam has a different mahalach. Rabbeinu Tam's mahalach is that we're discussing over here where there was a psul chalada b'miyat kama, where there's a psul in the first part of the shechita. The first part of the shechita, a person did a chalada. The same thing would apply to a shehiyah. A person did a shehiyah in the miyat kama. So in that case, we have a shaila: is that going to be a problem or not? Is that going to be a problem and validate the shechita? Or since at the end, l'mayis, at the end, the person did a regular shechita, so that's not going to be a problem of a shehiya in the shechita, because l'mayis said you have the whole roiv shechita at the end. Now, it's a very difficult, the rishonim and the achronim mutter very much to understand, they struggle to understand, what exactly is the svara of Rabbeinu Tam? What is the svara of Rabbeinu Tam? L'mashal, there's a halacha that if a person has a hole in the kana, a hole in the kana is not a problem. A kana pogam is not a problem. It's not going to die because of a little hole in the kana. But in the veshet, if there's a hole in the food pipe, then nekuvas haveshet is one of the treifas. Having a hole in the veshet is one of the treifas. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, if a person went ahead and made a haschalas hashrita, and he did a chalada, or he did a shehiyah, and then he stopped, and we cannot use that for the shechita. What is the shechita that we're going to be using? It's the subsequent ma'isa where he finishes off roiv bekashrus. But there's a problem here, because as soon as the person started the ma'isa shechita, which was an invalid ma'isa, so for all practical purposes, there is no difference if he would have poked a hole in the kana with a stick or a nail, which avada would have been a problem of a treifa. So how could it be that according to Rav Papa, that if you have chalada b'miyat kama, it should be kosher, if you're talking about a case of nekuvas aveshet, where there's mamash a treifa by the mere fact that you made a hole in the veshet? Who cares if afterwards, later on, he finished the shechita with the regular shechita, but then it's already shechting an animal that's a treifa, that has a hole in the veshet? So this is a problem, this is a discussion that the Paiskim discuss, and based on this Hanukkah, which be'etzem is really mefurish in Rashi later on, Daflam and Beis Amid Aleph. Rashi Daflam and Beis Amid Aleph speaks out very clearly, read the Lashon Rashi. Rashi says very clearly this exact problem with a Shehiyah B'miyat Kama. Rashi says over there, U'B'miyat Kama, in the first part of the Veshet, or E the Gargaris, if it's in the Kana, allow me the oven. Doesn't matter, no problem. Left Shehiyah, it's not considered a Shehiyah. The E the Veshet, however, if it's in the Veshet, then the Kuvasah, B'mashahu, that the hole is, happens even with the Kuvah, the having a hole, is even B'mashahu, Mitzvah B'mashah. It becomes a trade for B'mashah. The Hakim and the Shaha, Azalei Ma'isa Kama. Because since he stopped in the middle of Shechita, the first part of the Shechita is totally bottled. The Havli Nekava Alma, which is considered equivalent to a hole. For all practical purposes, he did nothing so far. So now you have a vessel that has a hole. Well, treif, it's treif. So it's Mamash Pram, the Kuvas Aveshet. So, what's it sad in the world that such a shechita should be kosher, that Rav Papa should have a suffix about it, if that's a pshat in the Gemara? So the Piskei Rosh explains that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam held that there's no psul of shechita, of shehiyah, in a ma'aseh shechita in the realm of treifas. In other words, the halacha of ma'aseh Sinai of shehiyah is something that was said legabi the halacha of nevela. If a person doesn't do a proper shechita, it has a din of a nevela. So he started a shechita. For a second he got scared, the animal made a noise, he stopped, and then he goes and he finishes the shechita. So according to Rabbeinu Tam will tell you, the fact that the animal stopped is only a problem in hilchos shechita. Is this a good shechita? Is it not a good shechita? It's not, Shehiyah was not a halacha Mishinai, that since it's not a geshchita, now, by default, you go into the world of treifas, and it's as if the animal was a treifa. No, it's two different worlds, two different realms. The realm of Nevela, the realm of Shechita, Psula, is one realm, and the realm of treifa is a different realm. So the Psula of Shehiyah is not going to create a treifa. If you subsequently went ahead and finished the Ma'aseh Shechita, and you have a valid Ma'aseh Shechita at the end. So therefore, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to have a problem. If you look at the Sefer Ayosha, Chelik Chidushim, Siman Tav Mem Gimel, it's also Mashma, similar kind of Mahalach. And Avad, it still needs more Hezber. Rekiv Eger, Shulchan Aruch, Siman Chav Zayin, talks by Arichas about the Shaila. And over there, Rekiv Eger has a Suffolk Shaila in the Rush. But as far as just touching the surface of this Shaila, to understand what the lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam was, and how could it be that a ma'isa shechita that you stopped, you made a shehiyah, that you had a puzzle haschala of the shechita b'miyat kama, that it should not become a problem of a treifa, must be because Rabbeinu Tam holds that the halach, these halachas are halachas only as far as they apply in hilchos shechita, but as far as they apply into creating something into a treifa, that having a shehiyah is not going to suddenly freeze everything and lock it in as a treifa. As long as you subsequently finished off the ma'aseh shechita, klapi hilchos treifa, it never was chal. You still can finish off mitzad the hilchos shechita, and therefore it's not going to invalidate it. Obviously, Rashi, like we said before, totally disagrees with the svara, like many other Rishonim disagree, and therefore Rashi was forced to say, or at least Rashi felt, that Pshat and Gemara makes more sense by Shia b'miyat Basra, that the discussion was a Shia at the end of the shechita, because in the beginning it's a problem of the kuvos aveshet. So therefore, the Rashi had to explain that there was a vada, the ma'aseh shechita happened before, and the question was if a psul that happened after a ma'aseh shechita could still invalidate a ma'aseh shechita kshera afterwards. words, or no, you say that once you had the Maaseh Shechita K'sheira B'Rov, that's kosher, and it doesn't matter afterwards what happened. And on that, Rashi says, the halacha across the board is to always be machmer, sayin our gemar, sayin gemar lamed beis, and gemar yotes, all those gemars are supposed to be machmer at the end of the day because of this suffix or repapa, and this teku, and therefore Rashi passes on lamed beis and b'dal. If you have such a situation where you started with a kosher shechita, and the animal for some reason is not all the way dead, you should not kill the animal by finishing off the maaseh shechita, rather, the animal should be sort of disposed al yedei a different maisa that has nothing to do with a maisa shechita. That's found in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.